All right, actually, I've realized that I'm not qualified to operate Mumble in a completely not high state. I'm going to have a hit. We're waiting for the numbers to stabilize here, boys and girls. I will be back in about 2 minutes, and we will get started, and I will make certain that I am less than compost mentis. All right, much better. This way I will not zone out in the midst of the AltCorp discussion we're going to have. It's not much of an AltCorp discussion, but we do need to talk about that when Kazanier gives me the okay. All right. We got our bingos. We got our drugs. Let's do this. Okay, so the first thing, obviously, is Vegas, right? We are going to be in Vegas next weekend, or at least those of us that can attend. Those of us that cannot attend are going to be around and hopefully holding down the fort. I don't anticipate that there's going to be any attacks during Vegas, but you never know. Throughout our history, when we've been at PanFest or at Vegas, periodically the puppies will go like, oh, well, most all the goons from leadership is fucked up and high and having fun, and, you know, they'll try something. So maybe an opportunity will present itself. Maybe an opportunity will not present itself. We will see. But be on guard. Vegas is this upcoming weekend. It is between the 22nd and the 24th. So over the next 7 days, an ever-escalating amount of goons are going to be descending upon Vegas, and it is going to be cool and good. Terlane, Ollier, ask a question here. How do you turn off the room enter notifications? If you're using Pigeon, there is a plugin setting that will go into settings, go to plugins, and you'll be able to find a thing that will turn off the interleave notifications. So bingo bait, and we're going to deal with this right out of the gates. Do we need more water to symbol the economy with the GEZ? It's like four different bingo squares. Congratulations, Ralph Drake. That was actually a very clever question. I hope you got, let me know at least how many squares you got for that one. But I do want to talk about the water thing. Congratulations, boys and girls. Good bingo bait. See, that's how you do it, right? You don't just ask me about a future plan. Ask like a question where if I answer the question at all, you got to get like five squares. That's like that's big brain thinking right there. Okay, so the water situation. I've been bitching about this on the meta show, and I want to actually hear people clear of this. You hear me complain on the meta show. If you watch me run my mouth on the meta show recently about how CCP has busted the economy to the point that it is difficult for us to build things like wyverns without getting tons and tons of water. When I say water, we're of course talking about the P1 product water. I do not want you guys to go on some sort of a crash or building course, right? What we actually need as an organization is far more in the broadcast nodes territory. And of course, this is salvage. It's not something you can PI. It is trigger units, the T2 variety. Right now, we are in a place where GSOL is still engaged in a massive regional rebuilding. There's a bunch of stuff that is working in Delve, but we still need a bunch more citadels. And to get that, we need GSOL to get broadcast nodes. You don't have to be fancy about it. You can just throw them up on the 1DQ1 market, and if they're at a reasonable price, we will be buying the suckers up. So that is the most important thing, is that while we might be complaining publicly, and it's a reasonable complaint that CCP has borked the capital building system to the point that you need millions of units of P1 water in order to build a cap ship, it is so broken that I don't want us to like do this. Like it's so busted that we need to be building citadels instead, right? CCP, you know, getting millions and millions of units of water for their busted, we didn't playtest our fucking capital building system bullshit is a waste of our efforts. We need those citadels. We need GSOL to get what they need. And CCP is going to have to unfuck the water things their own damn selves. So make GSOL happy. Make some broadcast nodes. You know, water is CCP's problem. They created this crisis. Let them unfuck it. So good question. Very, very good layered bingo bait. I appreciate that. So talking about CCP unfucking things, this sort of gets us into our next point for today, which is the upcoming crab sites. We are going to have guides for everybody. We're going to be publishing those with the best intel that we have about how the crab sites work. If you're wondering what the fuck a crab site is, we're talking about the, you know, funky acronym goes here for the rogue drone beacons. This is the new capital ratting thing that CCP is going to be putting on Tranquility, probably sooner rather than later. And we don't really know what the final form of it is going to be. They've made it such that it is easier to do in carriers now, so it is not purely a hod red party, but we don't know if this is something that's going to be like a real useful feature, or if it's going to end up kind of like the HyperNet relay, where like CCP is like, here's this thing, and we've, you know, whatever, it doesn't go anywhere. So what are the expectations? There are opportunities that are provided by this, because we have to see if they're going to be good. Until we know if they're good, we're not going to have any like top-down regulation, right? Like as it stands, you know, if you guys want to go, this is an example that just came up at the Kremlin meeting, is, you know, if you are going and using a Rorqual in a fucking storm, and that storm reduces remote rep ability by 90% and your explosive resistance by 50%, when the main form of harassment we encounter is fucking trig ships, which spew explosive. Like, if you go out there and go like, yeah, I want to go mine in a storm where literally like none of my shit's going to work and no faxes can save me, you're going to be turned into an example to be pointed and laughed at on a fireside, right? This is how Goonstorm has always learned. This is a thing that we do very differently from the rest of the hoi polloi. The fucking puppies out there have their red light, green light systems. They're going to, you know, oh, everybody, whatever, 100% tax rate, everybody's safe up, like all that bullshit. We don't do that. We will try to meet you halfway and teach you how to do the thing. But if you're too much of a unaware, ignorant dumbass, we are simply going to point and laugh at your mistakes as an example that, well, then hopefully you will learn from your mistakes. And if you don't, then at least other people might. Right. So that's how we're going to handle things with the crab site. So I expect people to die. I expect them to die randomly and laughably until we figure out what we're doing. But if they are worth doing, the crab sites present an opportunity for something that is far more interesting to little old me. Because little old me is only interested in war and murder and crushing the pubbies. And that is an opportunity to unironically practice the fuck out of an F2, right? Like if you are a capital PVE person, but you don't actually have a recon alt like you're supposed to, or you accounts to keep scouts around so that you can see whether you're going to get your cap ship ganked in the crab site, basically take the crab stuff and use it as an opportunity, if you haven't recently, to develop an F2. And again, this is predicated on the assumption that CCP is not going to make this a fucking useless waste of time. My patience is running out with CCP in terms of me sitting on my hands and being like, oh, I'm going to be nice and wait for them to fix things. We are very much in the gloves off, and I'm just going to hammer these fuckers about the water and cap ships thing until they unfuck the core part of their end game, which is nerds having fights with capital ships and gigantic battles that are awesome. So that is, so I, in the midst of all of that and the complaining about the capital ships, though, as far as our needs go, I do not go after the water stuff. I need you guys building broadcast nodes, sourcing trigger units where possible, and helping GSOL do their thing. Because as soon as our infrastructure is fully rebuilt, then it's fucking on. Dark Eldar out of the webway style. We even have a new wormhole app, which I'm probably going to, I don't know, I call it the webway. We're doing a lot of webway bullshit these days, and it rules. I love the whole filament thing. I love an entire galaxy of pubbies who have all decided to make themselves blood enemies of us. And diplomatically, one of the funnier things is when they want to be your friend after they spend a year and a half trying to exterminate you, and you get to say no. No, but yeah. Somebody says, I thought we were the Crisis. Well, I don't see why the Dark Eldar and 4D can't count as the Crisis. I don't see why the Imperial, you know, we mix and match our memes here. We mash it up. It's a gestalt of Goonie bullshit. Let me take, F2 stuff, AltCorp stuff. Casimir, are you about ready for this, or should I riff a little bit more before I...
My jabber died somehow, but so my mumble is fine. So we can do it live.
Yeah, I'm just talking about fucking killing puppies. So yeah, let's. We have some useful announcements. Kaznir, take it away.
Effective immediately, AltCorps may drop medium and large industrial structures. So that's Retars and Asbels of your own for production. They may also drill or frack moons on their own. We have a list that is about to be posted. I just posted it in the war room, and I will link it shortly. Altcorps are allowed to tower up to 3 moons. We're going to expand that number later, but for now, this is the land grab prevention policy. Go find a moon. There's like 6,500 of them. You can tower up to 3 next week. That number is going to go up. You're responsible for the Athanor. You're responsible for the fueling. You're responsible for not putting a reprocessing or refining module on it. Don't do that. We'll shoot it with extreme prejudice.
And we already did that the other day.
You may mine the moons, yes. It's extremely entertaining. So we intend to tax Altcorps at 10% of the fracked value. That is in the very limited post I just put up. Like I said, we're doing this live because I've been lazy. The software for this is still being built, though, so you will not actually see a tax bill immediately. Go to the list and go nuts. We're not going to do any sort of additional stuff. There's over 6,000 moons here. Anyone who wants moons will get moons. Have fun. Hold on.
We're going to get the link. Don't worry, guys.
My much better directors who are much better at their jobs than me will shortly go around expanding this with better edits, but this is the basics. I need to find the image that diagrams the axis, but you should see it in other member corp systems. So the idea here is the same in every system where there's a Stargate fortification. The x-axis is from the fort through the Stargate. The y-axis is orthogonal. It's perpendicular, going the other way through the Stargate. That's where member corps are dropping their own structures. That is also where alt corps can drop structures now. Have fun.
Yeah, there's a reasonable question here where somebody said a joke about, like, just wait for all the good moons to be snapped up. So the good moons have mostly already been, like, the kind of moons that are available are the ones that have not made it through the Kremlin. Like, there was a whole complicated for several weeks. Like, I can't really tell you the details because it was detailed and comprehensive enough that my brain staticked out through all of the meetings. You guys know how I get the moment people start talking about moons. But Billy Bob, Tuzzy, the rest of GSOL did a fantastic job of figuring out a system for renting out moons to member corps such that we can make sure that everybody has wealth and riches. So you don't have to worry about, like, an alt corp land grab because the cold, efficient hand of the state has sort of already passed over the moons and ensured that, basically we proved our model during the war. Our model has always been to make sure that our line members are rich as shit and to build an in-depth, vertically integrated economy such that everyone is able to crash Titans and Rourke walls into trees, regardless of what sort of dumb crap CCP does. And we are going to do that, but just 50 times as efficient, hopefully, as we did before the war. So yeah, don't worry about that. We don't like land grabs. That stuff always annoys me. Just like when somebody tries to skirt the rules, like with this peacetime reprocessing Tatara situation the other day. It's a very simple system. The first time somebody defies one of these, like, big official regulations about how we're running the Delve economy, we will come to the point of almost annihilating everything that you put down that makes us angry. And then we will not, you know, sort of spare the meat, kill the meat, spare the metal. And then we'll back off and see if people learn their lessons. The next time we will purge the person and destroy everything that they have that we can get our hands on. And that's how peacetime regulation works. This is how it has always worked. If you guys remember almost, 10 years ago, back in the day when you still built cap ships and CSAAs, we had regulations about super capital building and how and when it could be done. And when people would test me on that, I would destroy their yards and purge them. And some of them are still trapped in pure blind to this day, never to be allowed to return. So basically, when it comes to one of these regulations about this, don't fucking distract me from my plans of having goons pop out of the webway to wreak havoc on the pubbies with pissy moon drama, because believe me, I'll be more pissy. Anyway, there's a question about why reprocessing is limited. I think it's a tax related thing. There's some sort of a system that, I think the person was trying to do like a skeezy tax dodge, and we do not like that, because the reason we were able to fight a war for a year and a fucking half against the entire galaxy in the middle of scarcity is because we make sure that the state provides. Alrighty, so let me take some general questions here. Again, guys, Vegas is coming up. So we are also in kind of a holding pattern. The main thing is to, I want you guys making money in the video game. I want to figure out if these crab sites are actually going to be worth anything. And if they are worth something, I want us to hit it as hard as we can. So we're going to have to optimize and do our efficiency thing. I want the Altcorps to get the moons that they can. If you're interested in that, please do check that out. Our goal is to continue to rebuild our economy faster than the other guys. So far, so good. We're very much on track with that. While relentlessly punching downward and strangling as many puppies in the crib as we can. Keep in mind, guys, that the Pappies always think in terms of finite contests. They think of a war as being a discrete event. We in the Imperium understand that all things in Eve are infinite contests. There are no start and stop dates. There is simply competition between organizations. And part of becoming the Crisis and not fucking around is, hey, we have this newly much better, more functional wormhole app. And so now we have a webway, and now we've developed these systems to reach out across the galaxy and fuck these guys. And so when you hear me talking about GSOL rebuilding, and when you hear me talking about Altcorp moon policy and the important, you know, home base build the economy shit, do not forget that your purpose, in addition to that, is to constantly be punching downward on our foes, who are still our foes, who immediately blob up together and fly together, given the slightest fucking opportunity. So every time I have to give a fireside about wretched peace and the importance, and these things are important. The spaceships that give us war have to come from somewhere. So when you hear me saying wretched peace, it's just because I'm not smart enough to get into the spreadsheet side of things, and I'm, you know, whatever. That's just my thing. My thing is war, conquest, and herfing blurfs. So please keep reaching out and stabbing the fucking pubbies while you're trying to get you and your friends as rich as possible at home. This is excellent bingo bait. I'm going to give credit to Ralph Drake here. Should we join SIGs and squads now instead of waiting until January if we want to go test is next? That was multi-layered. That's good. That's real good. One of the things I like to see is test being harassed enough to the point that they don't feel comfortable sieging their work walls. I think that generally speaking, if you filament, there's a non-zero possibility you'll end up somewhere within stabbing distance of Outer Passage or Elf Boys Quislings. And I'm turning into a Trig ship whore myself. I'm trying to train Bittens into a Vedmax so I can crash it into trees. So yeah, big fan of going out there and raining hell upon our foes while we try to get rich at home. There's questions about SIGs and squads, like a Magic the Gathering SIG. I'm guessing that that's what you mean by an MTG SIG. And I think it's appropriate that you said that just after a question of, wow, that's within 3 seconds of each other. There's a comment about body spray and how people need to have better hygiene, and literally right after the question about making sure that people take showers at Vegas, which has never been a problem with goons. It's only been a problem with puppies. Goons actually know about fucking hygiene because we'll yell at each other if somebody stinks and make fun of them, right? But the very next question after that is, can we get a Magic the Gathering SIG? And that's just fucking serendipity. I love it. I the funniest Magic the Gathering joke that I have is not even my joke, is just remembering the Ass Crack Bandit, and that was just the funniest fucking thing. I love, if you haven't seen the Ass Crack Bandit photos, they were so good. Alrighty, I got a question here about move op for asset safety stuff. I have not actually checked in with the fleet commanders about that yet because I have I just woke up and hit space meetings. If we can get an asset safety up, I will let you know shortly. We do want to start doing that, and I just need to check. Recommendation about best weed product in Vegas. Gummies or carts or whatever. I like to roll around with an e-cig, a disposable cartridge, but I also like to do edibles. It's all perfectly legal in Vegas. And the Fremont Street Experience on edibles rules, we are going to be staying at Circa, which is on Fremont Street. So essentially, if you get really high, you can literally just go outside, look up, and there's a fucking laser light show, and it absolutely rules. I can talk about this because it's perfectly legal there, recreationally legal. You can do as much fucking weed in Vegas as you want, and by God, I will be doing exactly that. All right. I'm going to go ahead and call it for today. There's one last question about chat porn that is classified, and I understand that you guys want more chat porn. Unfortunately, it turns out I'm not Pappy Snowden. I guess Sharded Armor is Pappy Snowden here. I swore I was Pappy Snowden. I really swore, like I really thought I was the guy, but apparently it's Sharded Armor. So I you know, maybe ask Sharded Armor for Chadbourne. Oh, one last question. I said I was going to go, and then people are asking me, this is good bingo bait, guys. You guys have leveled your shit up. A question on how the fish are doing. We actually have fish are doing great. We've had no real fish drama in a hot minute, knock on wood. We started using pearlweed as our top cover, and that angelfish that had his brain baked several months back actually has been nursed back to health. He's in a 40-gallon tank. He's a happy boy and managed to not die or be crippled. All right, boys and girls, thank you for coming. I will see as many of you motherfuckers as possible in less than a week in Vegas, baby Vegas. Thank fuck, it has been way too long since we got a chance to roll with our space nerd friends. See y'all there. And if not, I will see you in 2 weeks for the post-Vegas fireside. Obviously, there's not going to be a fireside next week because we're going to be partying in Vegas. I mean, I guess technically speaking, next week it'll be Sunday and we'll be back from that. So no promises. We'll see where things go, but probably not. I have no idea. All right, that's it. Get out of here.